And it is heavy early on the Southeast Southwest Freeway, DC and Interstate 295 as rush hour gets going. A little ahead of schedule, behind schedule if you're outbound on New York Avenue coming out of Ivy City. The only thing people have been able to identify on your Bladensburg Road is some police activity. Might be blocking a lane. Could be a work zone. Don't really know. But outbound delays on New York Avenue, fairly intense getting to a point near the Arboretum. Beyond the Anacostia River, it's free flow through Bowie and Annapolis on 50, but bogging down near St. Margaret's Road to get onto the eastbound span of the Bay Bridge, where the right lane is still blocked for maintenance. But thanks to two-way traffic, two lanes are available both ways. On the Beltway, heavier on the Interloop and Silver Spring. Very slow on the Outer Loop from Old Georgetown Road toward the American Legion Bridge. The work zone on the Outer Loop near Georgetown Pike should be clear, but traffic coming off the GW Parkway is still cramming onto the Outer Loop Service Road in McLean because the ramp to the Interloop is blocked. On the Interloop itself, it is jammed from I-66 out of Tysons. The work has yet to clear out of the right lane beyond the Dulles Toll Road. But on the Outer Loop, although the work on the Wilson Bridge did touch off a backup that extends to a point before Van Dorn Street, at least that work zone is clear and the local lanes are open. Damage done probably for the rush hour, but the lanes at the Wilson Bridge are open and hopefully it stays that way. Likewise, westbound on 7 through Lansdowne, the debris cleanup completed and the westbound travel lanes have reportedly open. Brought to you by Trudex. Trudex is leading the DMV with great customer service and deck building, repair, and maintenance. Check out their Google reviews, search Trudex, or visit Trudex.com. Dave Dildine, WTOP Traffic.